2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another DFS Army Bowl Calls Fantasy Football Podcast brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. And today, we're talking about Tom Brady. We're talking about where Tom Brady's going to land. There's a lot of controversy going on. What's going on with Tommy Terrific? Is he going back to the Patriots? Is he going to go to a new team? And we came up with a fun little idea to act as some potential teams, GMs, that would be courting someone like Tom Brady, try to figure out which teams might want him, where he might go, and what might factor into his decision. Welcoming back my man, season long, Cez, to talk this over. What's happening, Cez?
Yeah, this is a podcast that I'm really excited to do because, Tom Brady is going to be the domino that starts all of free agency. Nobody else can really do anything until Tom Brady signs, and not because he is the best quarterback available on the QB carousel, but because he is the most desired. He's an instant rock star, and he's going to add a lot of value to whatever team does sign him.
You know, it's interesting when you think about this, to think about other quarterbacks who have been in the exact same situation, some of which have had a lot of success and others which have not. So, I mean, I think we can all kind of think of some of these ones that come to mind, but the first and probably most prolific one was Joe Montana when he left the 49ers.
Yeah, when he went to the Chiefs, which was shocking. It was shocking to see an iconic quarterback go to the Chiefs, and they did okay, but I don't think they ever got to a Super Bowl with him.
No Super Bowl, but couple of nice seasons. Yeah. Couple of nice seasons. We saw Brett Favre do a little bit of that after his career with Green Bay. Limited success there.
We won't even count the Jets because that
The Jets was the warning slash telling of that type of quarterback. If you're gonna do this, don't go to some shitty ass team, right? Go to a team ready made to win. And Brett Favre had some success with the Vikings, but he was pretty over the hill as well, I would say.
Yeah, and then Peyton Manning did do it, and he had that amazing defense behind him. They didn't win a Super Bowl that year. The irony was they won the Super Bowl when Peyton Manning left the Colts and went to Denver when he was off the cliff already, but just had that elite defense. So there is a mixed bag of success, mostly not success, of iconic quarterbacks leaving their home team and moving on.
Peyton Manning got a Super Bowl, even though he wasn't super responsible for it. And I do think that's more of the template that if I'm a GM that I would push for Tom Brady, meaning, hey, we have a defense built to win. We have young studs, at the wide receiver and running back position.
Well, we'll get into that. We'll make our pitches. So just to explain the game again today. So what we're going to do is each of us is going to pick a team at random, and the other person is going to be the GM, the acting GM of that team. And you are going to pitch me, Tom Brady, why you should come to that team. So do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I can go first.
Okay, so you go first. So I'm going to pick the team for you. I'm going to be Tom Brady. I'm walking into your office, and you are going to be the GM for the 49ers. Okay?
I like that one.
So I'm opening the door. Welcome
Here
me
we
in.
Go. All right. Tom, we need you on the 49ers. But it's not that we just need you, Tom. We think that you need us, and I'm going to tell you why. You want to win a Super Bowl? We are built to win a Super Bowl. All we need is a little Tom Terrific, that little piece of the recipe to bring it all together. And let me make my pitch. Defense, top three in the league this past season. Run defense, pass defense, what we do is we limit opposing scoring. Offensively, We're not going to need you to do everything for our team here. We've been a run first philosophy with an efficient passing offense, perfectly situated for a quarterback like you that could manage this offense, give us what we need when we need it, but also be comfortable handing off the football, playing smart, reading opposing defenses as well. We're not going to need to score 40, 50 points a game here. And, oh, by the way, if we do, we have the pieces on offense to do it. Kittle, the best tight end in the league right now, both as a run blocker and as a pass catcher. We've got young studs coming up. Deebo Samuel.
They're going to draft somebody. Bourne. Presumably, they have Dante Pettis over there. Kendrick Bourne.
Kendrick Bourne. We've still got Manny Sanders, a veteran holding down the wide receiver core if we need him. And we've got great draft picks. Tom Brady, come to San Francisco. Let Jimmy G learn behind you a couple more years, because it seems like you could use a couple more years of learning.
Tom Brady. I'm replying. Just for that alone, I'm coming there because I want to bench Jimmy G.
Wait, again. We've got something even better for you, Tom. We're willing to trade Jimmy G for Edelman. Bring your boy back over here as well, so you guys can reunite and win some Super Bowls for the 49ers. What's up?
I think, it's funny. That's actually a really good pitch. I think that San Francisco is definitely one of the contenders. They're ready to, like you said in the pitch, they are ready to win now. They have all the pieces around them. They're not dependent on the long ball. Kyle Shanahan's offense, I mean, it's someone that Tom Brady would fit in instantly with. The weather's good there. I think they really have a good pitch. And then also, if I was the 49ers, I'd probably say your favorite target, Gronk. We have the Gronk 2.0. We have the clone of him, as you mentioned, Kittle. So it's going to be interesting to see. And I think Edelman, he'll come with Edelman as a package no matter where he signs. It's going to be, hey, how much money have you carved out for Julian Edelman? So. Good pitch. 100%. Good pitch.
Yeah.
I think you did a good job there.
There we go. All right. So let me throw it over to you. Season long says, you pick a team that you think has a great pitch to make to Tom Brady. I'm Tom Brady. Pick a team. Make your pitch.
Oh, okay. So you want me to choose the team that I'm going
to
do. Okay. All right.
Oh, you want me to choose a team for you? Oh, wait. I got one. I got a good one for you. I was going to use this for myself, but I got a good one for you. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they need a quarterback.
All right. Well, you remember I did a video saying back on January 1st how I thought Tom Brady to the Bucs made a lot of sense, and you know I've posted that all over social media. But so yeah, this one is close to my heart. All right, if I am Tampa Bay and Tom Brady walks into the office, I start with the obvious. Tom Brady, you're the greatest quarterback of all time, and chances are you did that while playing in non-optimal weather. In the playoffs in December in Foxborough, it's been tough. You're going to come down here, and at this stage of your career, you're going to have good weather. Only could help you. That said, last year, you haven't had great receivers since you've had Randy Moss and Welker. This is the best wide receiver combo, arguably, you have had since then. Last year, you're throwing to a N'Keal Harry, Jacoby Myers, a banged-up Julian Edelman. If you come here, we had two 1,000-yard receivers, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, an underutilized, still high-upside O.J. Howard is available. That, again, we know you love throwing to the tight end. He has proved to be a capable pass catcher. So we have this will be the best weaponry that you could find that of any team that needs a quarterback in the league. We'll get you a running back. We'll sign somebody. We'll draft somebody. And you will fit right in here. Get an early start on retirement. You're going to be moving to Florida anyway, Tom. Get acclimated. I think this is the best place for you to have instant success. Now, I know we haven't made the playoffs in 12 years, but we know that'll change the minute you walk through the door. What do you think, Tom?
I'm interested. You know what would make me more interested is, Tom, if he's looking to increase his passing stats. Like, if he wants to take over the game and be responsible for most of the winning. Tampa has a solid defense. They were solid last year. Not spectacular, but solid. and they have a core of pass catchers. They're not a run first team. So if you wanna dominate with your arm and think you can do that at age 43, 44, 45, then Tampa would be a good spot. The negative for me with Tampa is their lack of a dominant running game, which I do think is important for an old quarterback.
Right. And I think, though, with the available free agents out there and what's available in the draft, that could be fixed this year. I mean, even if they bring in a veteran like Jordan Howard, who's going to be on there. I know he's not, but he's a capable runner who can get you those tough yards like LeGarrette Blount used to in New England. Ronald Jones is still probably useful in a limited passing game capacity. And like I said, in the third, fourth round of the draft, they can get an instant plug and play running back.
Yeah.
I think that if that's your problem, a running back, it's the easiest thing to fix instantly, in my opinion.
It's really the offensive line that's the issue for me, not the running back himself. But hopefully, if you're bringing in a Tom Brady, you are keeping in mind that he's a statuesque quarterback that does need a pretty good offensive line. And high-end offensive lines, I didn't mention this on the San Francisco pitch, but you know, they were ranked 8th overall last year. High-level offensive line should be a key criteria if I was Tom Brady for anywhere that I would personally want to go.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And all right. So, all right, it's your turn. You're up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick for you and let's see how you do. Another destination Tom Brady has been talked about landing. And I think that, so you're going to be the GM for the Denver Broncos. Tom Brady walks into your office. What's the pitch?
I like it. So first thing, Tom, is we're a franchise that has won Super Bowls with older QBs. We know how to do this. Whether it was John Elway back in the day, in his later years, when we were able to fine-tune ourselves from a passing offense to more of a run-first, strong defense, game management offense, to the Peyton Manning era, where we actually won a Super Bowl with an older quarterback managing his arm, managing his workload, and allowing him to use his smarts, his brains, his skill set to the best ability. Tom, we can do that for you here in Denver, and let me tell you how we're going to do it. Number one, we already have the 10th ranked offensive line in the league. We're a top offensive line group. We have one of the stronger defensive units in the National Football League, elite cornerback play, elite pass rushing, top third of the league defensively. We've got a running back tandem that can't be beat, really solid. We've got a little shake, a little bake, a little sizzle going on in the running back position. And finally, do you not want to throw to the next Calvin Johnson, a.k.a. Cortland Sutton, C-Sut? We can add some more talent. We've got a young tight end in Noah Fant that is looking to break out Gronk style. And we can add a little Julian Edelman action over here as well. You'll get your slot guy. You'll get your big monster on the outside. You'll get your big tight end. What more can you ask for? Tom Brady, we've done this before. Let's win 3 Super Bowls together in the next 3 years. What do you say?
I think Tom Brady, I think that the team is as Tom's agent, it's a good pitch. It is everything you said is true. But what I would be telling Tom in the back room is, do we really want to play twice against Patrick Mahomes in the regular season? I would say, Tom, I know. And Tom will say,
fuck the man, you got to beat the man.
Right. I just think that, you know, again, any AFC West team is going to have, it's got to be on the back of his mind.
That's a fair counterpoint. If you know, the goal being to get to the Super Bowl, you know, the Super Bowl does go through.
You got to win the division first.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's fair. But know? I do think the Broncos are a ready-made team for a player like Brady, and they've done it before. They have taken an old guy and taken him to the Super Bowl on the back of their ability to play strong defense, on the back of their comfort relying on the run game and really on the back of just using the quarterback when they need to, not overstressing him. So they've done it before.
Absolutely. I think
they're the only team that's really done it before.
Yep. No, I think the Broncos are certainly in play there. And at that point, you know, you have no problem putting Drew Lock back to learn for one more year behind. And then you have a good succession plan in, I think. And Drew Lock being on a rookie contract, it should not be a problem. All right.
And the big thing, it's also less disruptive for the Broncos than it might be for a team like San Francisco, for example.
Oh, yeah.
It's that disruptive. Needs to essentially kind of punt on a quarterback who's not bad in Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, he's not a bad quarterback. He's
you would
fine.
Need to trade him. You would need to trade him.
Yeah, you need to get something for him, because I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to stand for, and I don't know if it's the wisest decision on the 49ers part, but, you know, we'll make that pitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, you can get a second, you can get a late first rounder for Jimmy Garoppolo tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be any problem. I don't know if there's a monetary hit associated with trading him that is prohibitive. Yeah. Because he was just signed a couple of years ago.
All right. Well, give me a another team, and I'll pitch Tom. We'll do a couple more of these.
All right. I like it. I like it. I'm liking it. I hope the viewers, the listeners, will comment in. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel if you want this shit daily, or weekly, or whatever we do them. You get a notification when you like and subscribe. Whatever the podcast service / YouTube service, however you're listening. Subscribe, like, make sure you get it. Leave a comment. We read the comments. All right. So which team do you think was the most convincing pitch? Now, Cez, I'm going to throw this one back over to you. Tom Brady. I haven't made my decision yet. I'm not sure what I want to do. Maybe I should consider ending my career where it started and not fucking around. So Bob Kraft, Bill Belichick, convinced me to come back to the Patriots.
All right. So if I am Bill Belichick and Bob Kraft, and I'm sitting in the room and Tom Brady walks in, and here is the case to stay in New England. And I actually made some notes on this one because I think this is still the favorite to happen. I mean, just before I even get into this pitch, do you think it's even a possibility that he already knows what he's doing here? And he's just, because I think he's like filming a documentary. There's already been an announcement that he has a content company coming out, and that this is all just like similar to LeBron with the decision. It's just he loves all the hoopla and he loves all this stuff. But at the end of the day, there's not much here. I mean, that's certainly possible, you know?
If he's going back to New England, he probably knows that he's going back there. Let's
right.
do it.
All right. All right. Well, here's the pitch, okay? We're the most stable franchise over the last 20 years, Tom. We have 6 Super Bowls. You have 4 MVPs, 11 straight division titles. 16 of the 17 last division titles have been won by the Patriots, okay? Now, you talk about cruising to the playoffs.
We get to play the Jets twice in the Bills
and Miami. Now, I know all those teams are emerging, but at the end of the day, 10 wins is getting you in the playoffs in the AFC East. You know, you're locking up the division, whereas you might need 12 or 13 wins in the AFC West. Okay. We have the cap space to get you 2 receivers. All right. We know last year we traded some assets poorly to get a second round pick to get Mohamed Sanu. Didn't work out. It's okay.
Not okay.
We feel N'Keal Harry is still the guy we drafted. We know he's probably typecasted as a number 3, but we're going to try to get you AJ Green, Tom. We're going to try to get you Robbie Anderson. We're going to try to get you some more offensive weapons. But can you picture yourself really walking out of here? This is Tom Brady's house. Stay in New England. Finish the legacy. You are the greatest tandem coach, quarterback, offensive coordinator of all time. Let's finish it out here. Let's go out with one more championship. This is the path least resistant to that. Tom Brady is New England. New England is Tom Brady. I know all this other stuff sounds fun, but sometimes when you leave the woman you love and you end up in the bed with what seems like to be a beautiful woman, you wake up and it's just, you feel like you're in bed with a stranger. Stay home.
Wake up, Tom. With a bad case of the herps.
There you go. The Nikki Erps. I love that we're making ourselves laugh on our own podcast. It's great.
Oh, man.
I mean, right, taking a time out and stepping out of acting for a minute here, our Academy Award ring, that's got to be the pitch, right?
Yeah, the only pitch for the only pitch for him to really go back to New England is finish your legacy where it started. You know, other quarterbacks have not done that, and they've regretted it. I'm sure that Joe Montana, quote unquote, regretted.
Well,
I have Joe Montana in the room talking about how he regretted, you know, not finishing his career with the 49ers. And
time out for 1 second there. The difference is they want Tom back. The 49ers.
No, I know there's a difference, but just some of these legacy guys,
yeah,
like who didn't leave the team because they wanted to, but they were disappointed at the end of their career.
Correct.
That they didn't like. Do you think Patrick Ewing was happy with like the 3 seasons that he wasn't with the Knicks at the end of his career?
That was stupid Knicks fans thinking that they were better off, that Patrick Ewing was the reason that they weren't.
Whatever the reasoning behind the horrible move was, I would say it's a rarity in this day and age for a player to stay with a team for their whole career the way that you have. Look at Eli Manning. Look at what a beloved person he is in New York. He just had a mediocre career. Do you want New England fans to resent you for leaving the team, or do you want them to love you and to be their hero forever? So that's the pitch to staying in New England, because it can't be about the team. The other part that you kind of missed was we have an elite defense here. We have the number one defense in terms of fantasy points allowed, or not fantasy points, actual points allowed. You're not going to find a number, you know, we're the number one defense. So if you needed a reason to stick around, like how do you win championships with great defense? We have the best defensive cornerback tandem in the league. And our defense overall has been number one. It was number one last year, ranked fewest points allowed by far. Thank you for the New York Jets for assisting with that statistic, as well as the Dolphins. But nonetheless, we were number one.
All right. So with the time left, I think we should do some lightning round pitches. We could throw out a couple teams. We got about 9 minutes left in the podcast. Why don't we, I could throw out a team. It's your turn. And well, I'll let you pick your own team and just make, you know, a pitch in 1 minute or under why Tom Brady should go to that team.
I'm going to pitch a realistic team.
Yeah.
That I think could be. And I'm going to pitch the Titans. And this is the reason why. Number 4 ranked offensive line. Spectacular last year. We've got a serious killer at the running back position. The perfect complement to you, Tom Brady. Strong defense. And of course, young AJ Brown, young wide receivers on this team, up and coming in the division championship last season. All we needed was a little more out of the quarterback position, and we could have been back. We could have been in the Super Bowl winning that shit. So come here, Tom. Let's win a Super Bowl together. Great running game, great offensive line, solid defense.
Yeah, I mean, you hear the rumors about Tom Brady signing there. It seems to make sense. The team, you know, Mike Vrabel, the coach, former Patriot, that also is a connection. But then, where you know that begs the question: does Ryan Tannehill become the quarterback in New England? It's just, that would be like a funny Freaky Friday switch thing. You know, I mean, that would be interesting. I mean, I think there's a compelling case. I think Tennessee, the small market thing, is real. I mean, It would be interesting. It makes the most sense, but I also think it's one of the least likely. But I think it makes the most sense of that. It makes any sense.
The small market isn't probably ideal for someone like Brady.
Yep. All right. I'll make one.
I got one extra thing I would have thrown in at the GM, and we'll let you bring your trainer here and put your TB12 crap as much as you want.
Right. Yeah, I'll let you deflate as many footballs as you want.
He's more than welcome. In this, he can hang out. We'll never stop him from coming to hang out.
All right.
Go ahead. Hit me with one.
All right. Vegas, baby. All right. The case for Tom Brady to go to the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, I know nobody in their right mind thinks this is even a possibility. I'll tell you why I think it is. Here's what we got for you, Tom. We're moving to Las Vegas. You're going to be the face of the franchise in the most exciting, most eyeballs watched team in the NFL this year, simply because we're moving to uncharted territory in Las Vegas. Tom, for Christ's sakes, we'll get your face on the sign, the Las Vegas sign. When it says, welcome to Las Vegas, your face is going to be on that sign. I will make sure that the mayor agrees to that before we even sign you. That's, we also have one of the best, if not one of the top two or three best in the NFL offensive lines. You're not, no one's going to lay a finger on you, Tom. One of your former offensive linemen, Brown, he'll be there. He'll protect your back. We do have one of the best young running backs in the game for your safety valve. And we have room to sign receivers. Yes, we can bring back Julian Edelman. Maybe even we'll think about your buddy, Antonio Brown. We, you know, let bygones be bygones with him. We could try to bring him back, who still looks like a capable guy. At pick number 12, we certainly can either, we could draft whoever you want. I think we could draft either another rookie wide receiver that's ready to go right away. Yes, we're in a tough division, but we got John Gruden, one of the best strong-minded offensive coaches who's already won a Super Bowl. The only thing we're missing, Tom, is you.
I would not be convinced. If I was Tom Brady, I think
did I make the correct case?
The case was as good as they can make. Listen, we're not saying these teams are going to be a lock. I mean, you got to make the best case you can. I think there's some challenges on the Raiders. Absolutely great offensive line, good young running back. Not much going on at wide receiver on that team. Tyrell, the Gazelle, just not much going on there. Tight end though, we got a Gronk clone,
Darren Waller.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about Darren Waller. Tyrell Gazelle is so good. He was good before he got hurt. And like I said, we could sign somebody. We have room to sign somebody.
Are there any other teams that you could make an arguable case for Tom Brady, even considering himself? Like, is there one other team that we could even really make a case?
I got it. I got the case. Okay. Now, this is the never going to happen, but would be, it would literally, the NFL would be must watch TV. Okay. Now suspend disbelief for a minute. Okay. Suspend disbelief. Just go with me.
All right.
And you imagine, and this is not even a good football move. This would just be the best football move. I would be the most interested. I would go crazy if this happened. The Dallas Cowboys decide to trade Dak Prescott, get a first round pick, and Jerry Jones signs Tom Brady. Oh. Can you imagine every Sunday night game on, it would be, you'd see 16 primetime Tom Brady games. Can you imagine in a world where they did that? I mean, you could see it happening. It's not likely. It would set the football world on fire. Amari Cooper, they could sign to a long-term contract. Michael Gallup, literally one of the best number two wide receivers in all of the NFL. They could draft somebody. They already have Zeke Elliott. The offensive line, we know about them. The defense is better than league average. Can you imagine? I mean, obviously, Dak Prescott's the way better quarterback. He is, you know, the more dynamic player. But talk about showtime.
It would be fun. It's a nice pipe dream. I don't think it's going to happen, but I definitely, it's not because of Tom Brady not being a good fit there. The issue is, you know, they have Dak and you're not going away from him, but as far as Brady goes, that would be a great landing spot. And if they were pitching him, he certainly could Brady. If they were pitching him, he would definitely have to consider it, you know. Even though, like I said, it just doesn't seem super likely, considering they have Dak and Dak is awesome. But I think it's a good landing spot. How about adding in? We'll bring back Dez.
I think that's a deterrent.
Oh, yeah, I like Dez. I don't know.
I mean, but I like Dez too. But is he even? I mean, come on, he's a walking corpse at this point.
Why? What happened? He's 31 years old. I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't understand why he's not playing.
He, in those last couple seasons, he looked like he was toast.
I mean, he had kind of hit a lot of injuries, but still not toast. Like, I don't, something's up there that we don't understand.
All right. AJ Green's about the same age. Wouldn't you rather have AJ Green?
Yeah, probably, but he's always hurt too. I don't really think AJ Green is somebody I'm excited about.
Offensive wide receivers are not a problem. And even one of my favorite sleepers this year for tight end, Blake Jarwin, it looks like he's ready to step up to the plate.
That's true. Actually, they have such good wide receivers. They don't need that.
They could, yeah, they can go, they would go Cooper, defense on
as long as Cooper's there. We haven't gotten to see Tom Brady operate with quality wide receivers for a few years.
More than a few years. Yeah.
I think that's why he's mad. He's like, guys, what the fuck? Okay. Julian can only do so much. He's a slot wide receiver who's always, you know, he gets hurt pretty easy. Give me one other guy. Why can't they get a second guy over there? They fail every time.
Well, they tried. So, okay, this is what they did. So they spent a first-round pick 3 years ago on Sony Michel. I know that was for running back, right? Then they spent a first-round pick last year on N'Keal Harry. I mean, think about this. They passed on A.J. Brown. They passed on Deebo Samuel, and they drafted N'Keal Harry. So if they would have gotten one of those other two guys, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They just missed.
But why didn't they also bring in a vet who was decent?
Well, again, they overpaid. They gave up a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu, which was the total wrong skill set. Gronk retired. Gronk retired on him.
Mohamed Sanu. They also gave up a second round for Eric Decker. Like, these guys give up second rounders. No, Hogan. Like, why do you keep thinking that some crap player from some other team is all of a sudden going to be good? Like, I don't know. I have to question why they can't seem to figure out how to get a good wide receiver.
Yeah, no, it's a mystery to me that they're so good at every facet of the game besides figuring out how to secure pass-catching talent.
So, really weird.
Seems like a good place to pause it. This was fun, though. I enjoyed this.
Yeah, a little fun exercise. Hopefully we did this before. I mean, we did this before Tom made his decision. I was like, man, we got a couple days left. Like, in a week, this decision could be made. So fun time, and it will be fun to see what he actually decides to do. What is your prediction of what he will actually do?
I would say there's about a 75% chance that he stays in New England and a 25% chance he leaves.
That's fair. And so assuming he leaves, of the teams we talked about today, which one is your favorite for to sign him?
I'll stay with what I said back on January 1st. Tampa Bay makes the most sense, being that he has the offensive weapons that he hasn't had. And there's no one, even though where Brady lacks mobility and perceived arm strength, he is the best pre-snap. Bruce Arians is an offensive mind. Look what he did with Carson Palmer, who is similar stationary as well. I think that Tampa Bay remains the best option for him.
Yeah, I like Tampa. I'm going to go with Denver, though. I do think Denver has done it before with aging quarterbacks, and I like that they have a history, and I think Tom Brady will feel solidarity with John Elway. I just think they would get along just great.
And I agree with that. How do you handicap the percentage chance he stays versus goes?
I'm with you. I think 70% that he winds up staying. I think it's much more likely he winds up staying than I think what like Adam Schefter tweeted out, or a couple of these guys are tweeted out. Right, it's a done deal. He's not staying.
Right.
I don't believe that. So I don't know. I have a feeling that he's going to stay, that this is a little bit of leverage. This is a little bit of working his leverage just for making sure that he has certain levels of control of the team that, you know, I just think it's a leverage play on his part. He does have to make it seem like he's legitimately considering leaving if he's going to have any sort of leverage in whatever. Beyond money, I don't think it's about money. Tom Brady makes more money from sponsorships and endorsements than his salary. It really doesn't matter how much money he's making on a salary, because when you've reached his level of fame, you're starting to make money from other things, sponsorships, and so more than exponentially more than what your salary is. So yeah, your salary doesn't matter as much.
The money is a sign of respect to him, so he's going to want to be paid. I mean, that's another pitch for the Raiders, by the way. The Raiders have some of the most cap space in the entire league. They have basically slid the blank check over to his agent and just said, just fill it out, whatever you want. So, I mean, that is respect, you know? So,
the Raiders will not win. They're not a good team. It's tough.
I disagree. I think they have as good a shot as any. We'll see. We shall see, you know?
Yeah. Awesome. All right. That'll do it for the Bold Calls season long podcast for Season Long Says and myself, the geek, the fantasy football geek. We will be back as always. We try to do these once a week, once every, ahead of the draft. So in the coming weeks, we'll be talking a lot about the NFL draft and potential implications and locations and destinations.
Have you been doing your rookie players? You've been doing your rookie studying, I hope.
I've been studying up a little bit. I got my number one guy, Jerry Jeudy. That's my dude. I'm all about the Jew. D.
You know, it's funny. That's what they call him, though. That's his nickname, the Jew.
Love Jerry Jeudy. Liking some of these young running backs. I'm a big opportunity guy, so I need to see where you go before I start to get too excited about you. I'm not a Higgins believer. Like, there's some things going on that are interesting.
I'll post up my pre-draft rookie rankings on DFS Army. So if anybody wants to see those, I'll get them up on the site probably by next weekend.
Yeah. And we've been, and once that draft happens, we will jump right over into best ball discussions. We're going to figure out where we can play best ball, where's a good spot to play, where to take our rookies, what type of games to play, and all of this best ball strategies that we can really relay. I've been doing these now for the last 3 years. There's definite techniques that you have to use when you're drafting these best ball leagues. I think I cashed in 16 out of 20 last year. So a little bit of luck there, a little bit of luck, but also a little bit of technique that led to some really nice finishes. So we'll talk more about that as the offseason progresses. And then, of course, you know, nonstop fantasy football, 24/7, 365.
All right. Good place to end it. My friend, the geek, we'll do it again next week. Remember to like and subscribe to this podcast. Check out DFS Army right now. Tons of discussions going on with other sports, MMA, tennis, golf, basketball.
I forgot my DFS Army pitch and Sports Bet Army. DFS Army, daily fantasy sports year round. We got NASCAR. We've got NBA going. Best NASCAR. We had a 70,000 winner on Sunday in NASCAR. Life changer. NBA, constant. MLB, starting up. We just revamped our MLB stacking system on the Domination Station Optimizer. Again, it's mind-blowing stuff, just like what we did for NFL this past year that led to $1 million win. And countless tournament wins. So that's going strong. MLB season, PGA going strong. Check out DFSArmy.com. Use promo code GEEK to get 20% off right now. Says, tell us about SportsBet Army and what's going on over there.
Okay, for those of you who are hearing us talk about SportsBet Army for the first time, and even if you've heard us mention it online before, SportsBet Army is our sister website. It is powered by the brilliant minds and coaches over at DFS Army. And what it is, it's for sports betting enthusiasts of all experience levels. Doesn't matter if you're new to sports betting, if it doesn't matter if you've been doing it for 10, 15, 20 years. The professional coaches and gamblers over there and the community in our Slack chat are great because they share their models, the coaches, their proven models, and they post their picks. And they also fix leaks in your game. So everything from bankroll management to finding value plays to what are the sucker bets and what is the smart money. You always hear about sharp money. To join the community over at sportsbetarmy.com, if you are a sports betting enthusiast, you will not leave once you walk in the door. And now's the perfect time to join, because we're giving away 2 free months of SportsBet Army with a deposit on one of our affiliated sports books. If you want to find out more information, go over to SportsBet Army on Twitter. That's at SportsBet Army. Just DM us or DM us at on Twitter at DFS Army, or just simply go to the website and send us an email. There's a place to send us an email and find out how to claim your 2 free months. You'll just make a small deposit. I think it's a $50 deposit, one of our affiliated sports books, and they'll give you 2 free months of the service, and you can check it out with no risk whatsoever.
Lots of ways to get a couple free months. Same thing with DFS Army, and of course, with SportsBet Army, these guys are not just pulling picks out of their ass. These are quantitative models that have been built and back-tested. There are win rates for every sport documented. We're in between 53 to 58%, depending on the sport. Everything's listed on the site. Everything's out front. Everything's public. Everything's available. This is model-based sports gambling. It's the sharp way to do it. You're also going to learn from the best. So lots of great things happening during the offseason. Get in there. Check it out. DFSArmy.com, SportsBetArmy.com. And again, like and subscribe. Wherever you're hearing this, make sure so you get our next video. We will keep you in the fantasy football action all season long. For Says and Geek, good luck, everyone. We'll see you next time.